The North Carolina Museum of History is trying something new to raise money, crowdfunding. The museum launched an online campaign this month to help pay for an upcoming exhibit about North Carolina's film industry. WFAE's Duncan McFadden reports the publicity comes at a good time for supporters of the state's tax incentives for movie and TV productions.
Visitors to the museum's fundraising page are greeted by an over-the-top YouTube video showing an actress dressed in a blue North Carolina-shaped costume and receiving the fictitious Lifetime Screen Achievement Award.
The winner is North Carolina.
It doesn't take long for the woman's acceptance speech to turn into a plea for donations to the exhibit.
Please, all of you, help me. Don't let everything I have worked for be forgotten. Give today to the Star North Carolina exhibit at the North Carolina Museum of History, coming soon.
Camille Hunt is the project's manager. She says Starring North Carolina has been in the works since last summer. The state was riding high from the success of The Hunger Games and Homeland, and Iron Man 3 was filming here.
I thought, you know, what makes North Carolina such a hot place for filmmaking? So I did a little research, and I found that, you know, our history goes back over 100 years.
She says the idea for crowdfunding came when she heard about a group in New York who raised more than $1.3 million for a Tesla museum. That's the Serbian-American inventor, not the electric car that's named after him. The North Carolina Museum of History is hoping to raise $25,000 through the website Indiegogo before the end of next month. It's similar to Kickstarter. People are encouraged to make donations online towards projects they support. As of Thursday night, the museum has raised just under $1,200. Hunt says they aren't turning their backs on traditional fundraising either, and the exhibit isn't dependent on the online contributions to go forward.
We really have no idea how this is going to turn out. I thought, you know, it could be $500, it could be $50,000, and we just don't know.
Indiegogo has a program for nonprofits that allows them to keep whatever they collect, even if they don't meet the goal. Hunt estimates the film exhibit will cost more than $100,000. The timing of this exhibit and the campaign to raise money for it could turn out to be a good thing for advocates of North Carolina's film incentives program. State tax breaks for the industry are set to expire at the end of next year, and many Republican lawmakers are skeptical about whether the incentives give the state a good return on its investment. North Carolina Film Office Director Aaron Surratt won't go as far as to say that the publicity campaign will influence the debate over the incentives, but he says, regardless, it's important to tell the story of film in the state.
And since it's such a rich thing in North Carolina's economy, and it's about, you know, who North Carolinians are, and I think, you know, it's a great thing to celebrate that in an exhibit.
Starring North Carolina is scheduled to open next November without any direct funding from the state budget.
Give today to the year-long celebration Starring North Carolina at the North Carolina Museum of History. It won't happen without your help.
In fact, legislative budget cuts have forced the museum to rely on private donations to pay for temporary exhibits like this one for close to a decade. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.